Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. There's been a stunning development at the University of Missouri in Columbia as the president of the University of Missouri system, Tim Wolf, has resigned.
I'm resigning as president of the University of Missouri system.
That's Tim Wolf, who has just resigned as the president of the University of Missouri system. He steps down after a weekend in which black students demanded he do so, charging him and the system with racial insensitivity. Joining us now is Rebecca Smith of station KBIA. She has been attending the Board of Curators meeting this morning where President Wolf announced his resignation. Rebecca, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Don. Thanks for having me.
This has been described as a stunning announcement. Was it received that way where you are?
I don't know if it would be considered stunning here. I think there's kind of been a lot of momentum leading up to this moment throughout the week. I'm sure you guys are aware we've had quite a week here. We've had a list of demands in late October from a student group called Concerned Student 1950. Then we had a hunger strike by a graduate student, a black graduate student. And then the football team, the African-American or our student or athletes of color, I guess is how they refer to themselves, on the football team actually announced they would not play, would not participate in any football activities until he either resigned or removed from office. So I don't know. I mean, I think Wolf himself was very emotional. It was a very emotional situation, but I don't know if it was exactly surprising.
Well, he really seems to have had no choice given all that was going on there this past few days.
I'm not sure how to speak to that exactly, but I think, like he said in his speech, he was making what was the right choice.
How was it received by the board?
The board didn't really say much. Prior to President Wolf speaking, or former President Wolf speaking, they made a comment that the student who's on hunger strike, his father, Jonathan Butler's father, was actually in town and willing to speak with the board. Everyone said they were welcome to speaking with him, and then Wolf got up and gave his comment. The board didn't really say anything. Wolf gave his speech and pretty much just left the room. Right after that, the board decided to vote to go into closed session. So we didn't get to witness much of the response.
You have been fixed in place there at the Board of Curators meeting today, but have you had any chance to assess how this is being received on campus?
I've been at the meeting all day so far. We're still waiting for the Board of Curators to actually come out of closed session and see if maybe we're going to hear if we have an interim president or see if we have any new information. But what I'm hearing from my fellow reporters at KBIA is that there's a response on campus. There was definitely a pretty big, joyous, I would say, response on campus from those couple student groups that have really been calling for his resignation. That's Concerned Student 1950. And there was definitely what was called on Twitter a joyous celebration when the resignation was announced.
Did you say it was a joyous response?
That's what I have seen on Twitter. But from what I've heard, it was, people were singing We Shall Overcome. Very, very excited atmosphere, I think, is what Twitter seems to be showing.
And President Wolf's demeanor during his news conference, how would you describe that?
He was definitely very emotional, and you could tell it was an emotional decision and one that he had worked hard to come to the best possible conclusion on. There was at one point he definitely kind of choked up and took a moment to thank his family, specifically his daughter, for the support that she'd given.
We have a clip from that news conference we'll play now just to get some sense of what he sounded like during his announced resignation.
Use this resignation to heal, not to hate, and let's move forward together for a brighter tomorrow.
Yes, one can certainly hear the emotion in his voice there. The outgoing president of the University of Missouri system, Tim Wolf. Any final thoughts that you have, Rebecca?
I don't think so. Not too much, Don, but I just wanted to add that Wolf did say at the end of that speech that he wants people to look forward to the change that they can make today and in the future for the University of Missouri system.
All right. Well, Rebecca Smith, thank you so much for being with us from station KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. A big day down there, a big news day, needless to say.
A big day. And thanks so much, Don, for having me on today.
Thank you for being with us, Rebecca Smith.